This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to another edition of Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me as always...
Hello, filthy animals. My name is Benjamin Vanel. And on the other side of the table...
Bonjour, mi namo. Adam Knox, that was definitely two different languages.
Yeah, three, including
if English. If you had have been forced to do a fourth, what would you have gone with?
I wouldn't have been able to, evidently.
Those are the only two that you've ever heard of.
Were they, for the record?
French... and Minamo. I don't know many hellos and my name is in different languages. If I had to sing Eminem in a different language, I'd be up shit creek, I would.
So what did you say? Bonjour?
Bonjour.
Guten Tag is
Guten Tag.
German.
What's Japanese?
Konnichiwa.
Oh, yeah.
Buongiorno is Italian.
Bon Jovi is American.
Mm-hmm. Chinese. Ni hao?
Ni
hello?
Hao.
Ni hao. Yeah. Yep. Latin.
Suckus Dickus?
No, that's not right. I did Latin in high school.
What was his name?
Benny.
Did you ever study Latin, Knox? You strike me as someone who would have studied Latin.
No, I went to school in the 20th century. And some of the 21st.
Yeah.
We had a Latin teacher was this guy who was like obsessed with it. Like obsessed
really?
With the language of Latin. If you, the worst thing you could say to him was, why do we have to learn this? It's a dead language. He would go off. He would go, it's not a dead language. It's the foundation of all of English. And it's like, sure, but it's like, you can't order a sandwich with it. So
no.
It's fucked. It's outdated. It has no practical use.
But when like, you know, if like a dad is repairing something that obviously is beyond his skill to fix, if you go like, why are you trying to do it? Just hire someone. They'll do the same thing because they know their job is redundant and they're doing it poorly.
Right, right. Well, that speaks to this, which was he honestly believed that he was reincarnated from a Roman gladiator.
Did he really?
He'd talk about it all the time. And the film Gladiator came out. I had him in year 7 and 8, and I think it came out halfway through year 7 or near the end of year 7.
Yeah.
Did this lesson happen in the school or in an alleyway next to it afterwards?
Did what, sorry?
The lessons that you were getting from this guy...
who's clearly insane.
...somehow kept his job telling children he was the reincarnation of a Roman battler.
Yeah, but he did then run... He used to be like an amateur bodybuilder and he then started running weightlifting classes after school that he insisted that no one who did it was allowed to tell their parents.
Fuck off.
And it was also not covered by the school curriculum, so you had to pay him extra for it and you had to pay cash the money direct to him.
Oh, no.
Boy.
This doesn't tie into one of your other stories from your childhood, does it, Tommy?
I bet wherever
he is. But a certain website.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever he is now, I bet he's still doing a lot of exercise.
Yeah. He then...
sort of in a yard.
Yeah, a bit of fighting too, probably.
Maybe some fighting.
When we were on school camp, halfway through school camp, this just random woman showed up and was like staying in his quarters with him. And he was like, this is my friend. And he did the air quotation marks.
Flagrantly a psycho.
Yeah, a crazy guy. And then
Venny all night. Venny all over her tits.
When we
it means I came.
Yeah.
When Gladiator That's came out of the cinema, he then, on the Monday over the weekend, he was like, he was saying that he'd gone and seen it like four times at the cinema over the weekend. Mm. And then it came out on VHS and we would watch it in year eight. We just would have whole... like weeks where we didn't do any Latin classes because we would watch Gladiator. We'd watch all 4 hours of Gladiator instead of doing any classwork. And he would start crying. Like as he was watching it, he would go, oh, it takes me right back there. It's like, this isn't a documentary. This is like, like there's all these goofs in that film where it's like Russell Crowe's wearing a watch. Like you can see it. Like that's not what happened to you.
Russell Crowe's in this movie. Major goof.
Yeah. but a fucking weird guy. But like... now that I think back on it, maybe all the reincarnation stuff, maybe he just made that up. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like him justifying.
I'm going to say, yes, he did make that up.
It's like him justifying. I'm the best Latin teacher there's ever been.
Fuck. Anyway, that's our acceptance speech for the Australian Games Awards.
No, we get up there and we're like, is this not what you wanted? Are you not entertained and informed at the same time?
A lot of thumbs down on that one.
Yeah. We did. By the way, when you said, does this not hark back to another story from your childhood about a certain website, I feel like I should just quickly clarify what you meant by that.
Yes.
I don't know. Have I talked about it on this? That when I was in high school, there was a dodgy website that we got informed about that some men had been taking photos with a very long range camera of people at my school in their skimpy little sporting outfits.
Yes.
Yeah. Dodgy stuff. Mm, what a great school. One of Melbourne's elite private schools.
It doesn't sound good to me.
It wasn't good at all.
It's making my shitty, like, rural state level education feel better and better by the day.
Are you guys sure this isn't under an injunction, this conversation? We're allowed to talk about this right now.
Yes. In many ways, I'm glad I got kicked out at the end of year 10. But yeah.
You miss said licked out. I'm feeling... I'm risqué today.
Yeah, you are sassy.
I'll say anything.
It's a fucking hot day here in Melbourne.
And it's about to turn into a thunderstorm.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the witching hour.
But we did it, boys. We're finalists. Finalists in the Australian Game Awards. Mm. Thank you for everyone who... Now, I thought that the reason people could vote was because we were already finalists. We were nominees.
Yes.
But now because of the votes, we're now finalists.
Yep.
And now a panel of... I'm guessing complete idiots decides whether we win or not.
We have 1 week until...
We find out.
Yeah. And I don't know what the process is because no one at any point, to my knowledge, has contacted us about any of this.
No.
That's the best bit.
I randomly saw the tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the greatest bit. We found out by getting tagged in a tweet.
Yeah.
On the Twitter account that all three of us have... pretty inactive on.
Yeah, so we're not going to the show or anything.
Mm. Well,
it's in Sydney is the main reason.
Yes. I've got it. You know, if we were to get like a tap on the shoulder and be like, it's really in your best interests to be there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Then I will go on behalf of all, like if I get to be there and win a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd go for that.
And by tap on the shoulder, you mean message in the requests folder on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, check the other.
What's it? The display picture is just someone's dog. I'm going to ignore this one. Delete. If we had some kind of indication that it was going to be, but you know, I'm not rolling the dice on buying the ticket and now, going up there and everything.
Savvy listeners may assume that us being finalists sort of constitutes a tap on the shoulder, but we need more than that.
Well, we're finalists, but there's like...
I need a shoulder rub. I need to contact a certain Latin teacher.
There's like 10 of it. There's 10 nominees.
Is it 10?
It's something.
There's like eight or...
It's a good number.
I think it's six.
Is it?
And okay.
I'll look it up, actually.
Yeah. The list of nominees was... I feel like it's really only two or three things that have been struck off the list. You know what I mean?
No, because the nominees was like 20, literally.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. It didn't look like that big of a difference to me.
Yeah. No, it was heaps to begin with.
Okay, right. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, but we're up against like
Game Informer.
Game Informer. IGN? Are we up against
IGN?
Yeah, I
think so. Yeah.
I think we might be the only like non big boys in there.
Yeah.
This could be a real This could be a real win for the underdog. Mm. And that's what we have to hope appeals to the panel of expert judges.
Yeah.
Sorry for calling you idiots. I'd have to assume. Is this the episode that we get judged on?
This is like our Oscars like Emmy submission episode.
Right, right. We watermark this and we send it out early to all the voters.
For their consideration. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Let's call this episode "For Your Consideration."
when IGN or whatever wins, I'm going to walk up there with my gladiator mask on and tear it off and go like, "You actually didn't know who I was," and do the whole speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
it does start with, "You actually didn't know who I was."
Yeah. "The whole time I was fooling you. Let me just check the time. Speaking of that."
You take the gladiator mask off and you're in full garb and then you go, "You want to know how I got these scars?" But yeah, that's what I've been wondering is, let's say by some miracle miscarriage of justice,
sure,
we win next Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think then we get some kind of email from these people? Like, how long would we go before we find out that we'd actually won this thing?
I reckon if we're going to win, they contact us on the day to say, "Can you come and accept it, or can you arrange an alternate person?"
Interesting.
Via a Facebook poke.
Probably via a poke.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I reckon it's one of those categories where they just do it all in a... You know how there's like the Emmys for stuff that they...
Emmys.
No one gives a shit about, like animation and that sort of stuff.
You're right. Yes. There's 10.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
There were 10 of us.
There's 10 of us.
There's 10 of us now. There was, I believe, 25 originally.
So we can officially say that we are one of the top 10 Australian gaming publications.
That's pretty cool.
That's sweet.
Let's actually good.
Chuck that on the Facebook image. You
know, make a little wreath.
Yeah.
You know what would be better though? Being able to say we're in the top one.
We can say it.
We can say it.
No one's going to check.
Yeah.
If we don't win, do we start a campaign to say that we were robbed?
I think so.
What's the verification process? They have to go on like to the MySpace bulletin that they announce this through.
Shall we finish the talking about this now? Because I think you've gone through a joke about every form of social media that exists.
Yeah. Friendster.
Yep.
Yeah.
We match with them on Tinder.
They'll check in here on Foursquare and become the mayor of us.
I'll post them my dick on Tumblr and then it'll be deleted in 3 days.
Mm. But if we don't win this, we got to launch a boycott. We got to boycott the 2019 Australian Game Awards.
Yeah.
No, I reckon we go even harder.
Okay.
Yeah.
We make it impossible for them to not pick us.
We plead every day.
Oh, okay.
Forever.
Okay. We make this show unfunny because we decide that's what they want.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't legitimate enough for them, so there's no humor anymore. It's us dryly reading reviews that we've each individually written.
Sure.
And then that's how we claim victory in 2019.
Speaking of giving people the opposite of what they want, you guys see that poster for the Sonic movie?
Ooh, good segue.
Look at his legs!
You could win an award for segues.
Yeah. Did you see that fucking dude's legs?
Yeah. I wouldn't say that's the opposite of what I want, though. Like, I think this... I'm so into this because I think it is going to be an absolute pile of shit.
I think it's going to be a train wreck.
Worst case scenario would be them doing something that looks half good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually have pretty good hopes for the Mario movie, even though it's the Minions people making it, but it's fully animated and it's Miyamoto is involved in it. But I think that might be sort of what I'm talking about, where it's like they're kind of on the right track, but they're still ultimately going to fuck it. This is so far removed from what anyone could possibly want from anything to do with Sonic.
Well, how's this for an idea for the Mario movie? What if they gave him way too thick legs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at his legs.
But that's what's amazing about it is it seems like that's basically what their blueprint for this is
blueprint. Very good.
Is what the Mario Brothers movie in 1993 was. This horrifying kind of real world, mashup. Where they're just basically doing that.
Yeah.
It also says from the producers of The Fast and the Furious up the top. I hadn't noticed that.
Is that a joke?
No.
About Sonic being fast?
It's a tie-in.
Yeah.
But I hope that it has the same sort of shit to it as Fast and the Furious where like, give him crime, make Sonic drink a Corona with LL Cool J.
But that's also something that I always love where
Is LL Cool J in that movie?
No, I was going to say that was completely incorrect. Ludacris?
Ludacris.
Yeah. Well, make it LL Cool J for Sonic.
Yeah.
That's something I always love when they go from the producers of. It's like there's very little creative involvement when you're the producer. Yeah.
The people who funded the Fast and the Furious.
From the accounts payable department of Schindler's List.
From the catering department of.
From Crafty.
But yes, there's a... Fuck, you know what, let me get it up because this... So the poster came out and it was... I think it went up first on IGN as an exclusive first look.
The motion poster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good games journalism. One of Australia's best, I'd say.
So yeah, let's talk through it. So it's... Sonic has this bizarre kind of half-deformed... body.
Well, the problem is it's
silhouette.
That it's not deformed. It's that it looks like a human's body.
Yeah.
It's Uncanny Valley sort of stuff where it's very Uncanny Valley. Half real. He's sort of semi-furry as well.
Yeah,
He's fully furry. Mm. Like, he's got a fuzz all over his body, but it looks like a human being wearing a big Sonic head, like a mascot has crouched down.
It does look like a really bulky mascot.
It's really fucked.
It's
his
so
fucking legs look insane.
It's so unsettling. His legs look weird, but you know what? A lot of people are talking about the legs. You know what? I don't think enough people are talking about. Look at his little hand on the right there. His little fucking weird little claw grip that he's got hanging there. Well, that's disturbing.
Oh yeah,
it's just a fucking hand. He's not wearing the gloves.
It looks like a poster for like that Leprechaun movie. Like it looks like he's gonna be a killer toy.
Yeah.
Hey, if that's true, then fine.
Yeah,
if Sonic gets out of the TV screen and starts running amok with his fucking huge legs, then fine.
It could be insane. It could be like, what's like some weird Yo Gabba Gabba mashup with Super Mario Brothers movie? Like Jim Carrey's playing Dr. Eggman.
Jim Carrey's playing Robotnik, yeah.
It could be insane.
I'm just going to read directly from the winner of the Australian Games Awards Gaming Publication of the Year, IGN.
Yes.
First of all, the filmmakers considered Ted to be an appropriate analogue for the upcoming Sonic movie's iteration of a CG character into a real-world setting.
Yeah.
So, strike one.
Yeah.
Strike one right there.
Ted doesn't look bad.
No. Sure, you're right. On a technical level, that's
fine. It's not
like
Sonic's going to be going like, pass me the bong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why cite any... All you're saying is, we want it to be a CG character that's believable in the real world. You don't need to cite a direct influence.
Yeah.
It's just you saying we want to do a good job.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, we want to make a money-making movie.
Yeah. The first thing you'll likely notice about the character is that he has fur. A bit of a no-brainer, considering what he is, but still a markedly different visual depiction of Sonic than what we're used to.
Do hedgehogs
have
fur?
What are they talking about?
Fur? Don't hedgehogs have, like, spikes?
They're covered in spikes, but they have, on the underside, they have fur.
Yeah, but that's not his underside. That's his entirety.
Yes, it is. Well, you haven't seen his back.
No, I haven't seen his back yet.
Checkmate.
That was always stage one of adapting it to what the real world is and what a real animal would be like. Executive producer Tim Miller, brackets, director of Deadpool, said of giving Sonic fur. Dude, I can't wait for Sonic to tell tales to go suck a dick in a funny way or whatever Deadpool does. I've never seen it.
That's what he does.
Then there are the shoes. We looked at every different variation of what shoes he's worn. There's two. And we're trying to pay homage to that and also make it current and present day in what we think a Sonic of today would wear. The shoes in just the silhouette look like the most low-rent, like, piece of shit department store shoes you could ever fucking find.
Trainers you get in a market that say, like, Rebot.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The most challenging part of Sonic's updated design isn't revealed in this teaser, his eyes. The filmmakers struggled with how best to depict Sonic's eyes because often he's only seen with one, and that wouldn't translate well to the live-action movie. I don't think Sega was entirely happy with the eye decision, but these sorts of things you go, it's going to look weird if we don't do this.
Oh, the eyes are going to look fucked.
But everything is a discussion, and that's kind of the goal, which is to only change what's necessary and say true to the rest of it, said Miller. He's not going to feel like a Pixar character would, because I don't think that's the right aesthetic to make it feel like part of our world. Pixar, known across the world for their absolutely on-point design and aesthetics, why would you come out and go, we're not going to do that?
To be fair, if you put an Incredible into the real world, they would look weird.
Sure.
Unlike this Sonic with his fat-ass thighs, this dude looks fucked.
Yeah.
It's going to be Werewolf Sonic.
The eyes are going to
look like that.
Yeah. I cannot wait until we get our first look at the eyes. We'll talk about this in more in depth in a minute. I'm more excited by this than any reveal that happened in the Games Awards, or perhaps any reveal that's happened in any video gaming ever. This has got me more excited than the first look at the Switch.
Well,
like this hype for what these fucking eyes are going to look like, given that a whole paragraph was dedicated to talking about them, mm-hmm. he is going to look so grotesque.
Yeah.
I can't fucking wait.
Well, it's going to look so stupid that no one will go to the movie. That's maybe. My prediction.
I can think of three guys that are going to go day one.
There'll be a trailer though at some point, so maybe we table this until the trailer comes out.
Yep.
Because speaking of the Game Awards.
Oh, yes, yep.
Yeah.
The Game Awards.
Oh, what a segue. He's done it again.
Yes.
They were on last Friday, our time, Thursday night, I guess, in the US. Mm-hmm. What do we want to know? Do we want to know what won or what got announced?
I think the announcements, yeah. Who cares who won?
I don't particularly care what won. I'll just say God of War won Game of the Year.
Best thing, yeah.
But I will say, so we talked about it a bit in the last couple of weeks, the Game Awards this year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this was the first year for me where it felt like there was people kind of had a lot of expectation of the things being announced.
Yeah.
They themselves were getting out and going like, hey, we have got all these big ass games to reveal. They're as big as Sonic's legs.
Mm-hmm.
We got heaps of shit. And to be, you know, they do.
Some cool stuff got announced, but immediately the internet starts going, Metroid Prime 4. We're going to see that. And then there was a big rumor of like they were going to announce a little pack-in, like a Switch version of the first three as well.
Yep.
And so, because I go to the Meredith Music Festival in Melbourne every year and it's always the same weekend, so I always miss it because it's late Friday morning our time.
Yeah.
I'm already up there with no reception by then. And I remember like every other year kind of coming back and being like, oh, right, I didn't know anything was going to be happening at that. That's cool. Bayonetta 3 is coming out.
Mm.
Whereas this year being like, ah, oh, fuck, I want to get on my phone and see what's been announced. Like, there was actual kind of hype leading into it this year, which I feel like perhaps did. I mean, there was some cool stuff, but I don't think quite what people were expecting.
Here's what that hype led to. These are some games.
Mm-hmm.
Newly announced games were Among Trees, but then when they found them, they were able to bring them out and have a look at them.
Oh, God.
After they took them out from amongst the trees.
Can you edit that out?
Absolutely not. I'll edit it again.
Man,
put it again.
The judges are going to be listening to this.
Yeah. Good. I hope you guys are able to get over just having vennied over my joke.
God.
What if we win for this specific moment and it's just this played?
It well.
It's just this. They just read it out.
Yes.
They just transcribe it and read it out.
Yeah.
Adam.
And then the one with the beard said,
when they were able to get the games out, they could announce them. Ben, the one with the slightly smaller beard. Annoyed grunt. Dole. That's Doe in The Simpsons. There you go. That wasn't a bad Homer.
Do you think they're still doing that in the scripts?
Yeah, but
surely
who gives a fuck anymore? Among Trees.
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
No, I don't either.
I didn't have time to watch the Game Awards in their entirety, which I've liked to do
last
few years.
Yeah,
so
me neither.
I've watched bits and pieces of this. Atlas, don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
That is from the creators of Ark, Survival Evolved.
Ah, right.
A genuinely massive, massive multiplayer game.
Now I actively don't care about
it. Sort of
that.
Like it's high fantasy.
A game?
Yeah.
Another survival type game?
Yeah, yes, apparently, yes.
Okay. Crash Team Racing.
Excuse me?
Crash Team Rachel from Friends. Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled.
This
so a
has
remaster
been
of Crash,
pretty
Crash
heavily Team. Kind of wanted and rumored for a little while now since they did the Crash remaster last year. Cool.
Yeah, sure.
I love kart racing games. This is one that people all still talk about.
I would play it, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, I think this was, that's something that I sort of mentioned when we reviewed that remaster of like, surely they do this because it was so popular.
Well, yeah, as soon as that came out, people were like, Crash Team Racing has to be next.
Yeah.
And it looks cool. It looks like they did a good remaster job of the last one.
Yeah.
A great
remaster job, I reckon. I thought it looked amazing.
Looked awesome, yeah.
Remaster job takes a long time to say. Just say like an abbreviation of it, like ream job. Like a remaster, shorten that to ream and just say ream job if you're going to say remaster job. Ream job.
Ream job. Okay.
Ream job.
So,
I mean, I'd like a ream job.
Well,
like
there's
a makeover.
A couple of other ream jobs.
I get a lot of grey hairs these days, boys.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of grey hairs.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a couple. I'm like coming out of this side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He pointed to his butthole.
Oh, right. But yeah, I'm excited to play this. And also, this Blowmaster job is coming out on everything all at once.
Right.
That might be true.
Yeah, it's coming everywhere.
Yes, it is. Mm. Except for PC.
Oh, okay.
It appears. Yep. Dragon Age: The Dread Wolf Rises.
So this was just a tease, yeah. There was no footage or anything of this.
It was like a zooming out on a logo type thing with a voiceover. But there's another Dragon Age game at some point.
There has only been one good one, in my opinion.
The first one?
Yes.
I haven't played the other two.
They suck.
Okay.
They genuinely suck.
Didn't really like the first one that much either, though, to be honest.
I loved it in its similarities to, like, KOTOR and Mass Effect, but it's a lesser property.
Does the idea of the Dread Wolf Rising get to you? I think that's a shit name.
It's a bad name.
That sucks.
It's one of those fantasy names that so many of those like 12-part novel series have that really makes me go like, I don't give a fuck, don't give a fuck. But whatever the Dread Wolf is and why it's rising, couldn't care less.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad title.
The Dread Wolf Rises.
The Wheel of Time, Volume 7, The Dread Wolf Rises.
The Dread Wolf Rises. I was born in Dragon Age. That's Bane.
Huh?
I did an impression of Bane. I'm so tired.
Yeah, what's wrong with you today?
Yeah. I'm exhausted. Okay. I haven't been sleeping.
Right.
I've been smashing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, you've got a new girlfriend.
Just quickly, one thing I did see from the Game Awards that I thought was cool was they had like...
We're three things in. Just wait for the list to go.
A bunch of all the... company heads all came out together at the same time.
That
was cool. They had like all the companies together on stage at once.
Reggie, Phil Spencer, and Sony guy.
Yeah.
Whoever Sony guy is.
Yeah.
And the Schick Hydrobot was there too.
Oh, yes. Nice. The official mascot of Filthy Casuals, the Schick Hydrobot.
Far Cry New Dawn.
Yeah, so they do these little in-between ones. Is this the same assets as Far Cry 5?
I think it's the same map.
Yeah.
But it's like set in the post-apocalypse in that same region.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's Mad Max, Far Cry.
Rage 2, basically.
It has
a similar thing of like everyone's wearing sort of bright pink armor in the post-apocalypse.
Our cheekiest correspondent Ben Russell was saying that he just doesn't care about this because his post-apocalypse is just so tapped out as a theme, and so I wholeheartedly agree with
Far Cry for me is as well. I enjoyed 5, but like having the gap between that and the last ones was needed for me.
Yeah, sure.
And then they've done so much DLC stuff, and then this thing for it as well that like I'm just not ready to. And they're just. Far Cry 5 itself was pretty repetitive after a point.
Right.
I loved Far Cry 5. I've loved all the Far Cry games, and I think this looks great. I'm excited for it. It won't be my main game. It won't be my main squeeze, but I'll play it. I think it looks good.
It'll be your side piece.
Yeah. Yeah. What my main piece will be, I don't know. But, you know, it'll be, cool.
Maybe it'll be Hades, an upcoming roguelike action role-playing game developed by Supergiant Games, the people who made Pyre. Remember Pyre?
And Bastion, which I liked.
Oh, right. Bastion.
And Transistor, which I liked. Pyre, I thought was a bad game.
Yeah.
A regretted purchase.
So they're level. 2 for 3 with old Benny.
This is already out in early access apparently as well. I don't know much more about it, but it's a roguelike game which immediately...
I have no interest.
Yeah. Journey to the Savage Planet. Don't know what that is. I don't know why I'm reading them all out when I don't know what half of them are.
Yeah.
The Last Campfire.
Okay.
See that? Anyone?
See, this a lot of these are like
it's Hello Games. It's No Man's Sky developers. And that's all it takes.
So, what have they said is going to be in it that then won't end up being in it?
Yeah, exactly. Let's not bother even looking up what that one's meant to be about because we'll wait for 8 years.
It's probably
going to
be Game of the Year when it comes out. I just think it's going to be very,
very unlikely.
See, this is like a lot of these are indies and small. You know, when they hype, they're like 10 big things are coming. I think everyone sort of thought like, oh wow, 10 AAA, you know, like Spider-Man 2, Metroid Prime 4, like all these massive things are going to be announced.
And
a lot of them are just like, cool, well, we'll hear more about that and then maybe when it comes out I'll like it, but not, you know, nothing to really lose your mind over.
The next three, I think, are the significant, and then I'm going to skip the end of the list because I don't really know what the other ones are. These three, I'll just say them all at once. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order, Mortal Kombat 11, and The Outer Worlds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance, it was always great. They were like early 360 games.
Right.
And then as soon as they stopped making them, Marvel got big. They were like 2006 and 7 or something. and then Iron Man came out, and then they stopped making good Marvel games.
Were those the sort of like isometric? Yeah, I'd never played them, but I do remember people liking them.
Yeah. And they, it's, there were X-Men ones before that as well, when X-Men was the big thing.
Yeah. Mm.
So it makes sense that they're doing another one of these. It's kind of weird that it's taken as long as it has. Mm.
And it's a Switch exclusive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah, which is fuck.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
I mean, great get for them, but yeah, that's
that is bizarre.
That was very unexpected. Mm.
So Team Ninja is making this.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Who I famously, oh no, there's someone else who I thought, Team Ninja, what the fuck? That's like Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
So Iron Man's boobs are going to bounce around a whole fucking bunch.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for the volleyball version of this.
Mortal Kombat 11?
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. Lame trailer, lame reveal, but Mortal Kombat's fun.
And I've really liked the last couple of Injustice games, and it's the same people, so...
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm into... what that might be.
Nether Realms? Is that there?
Nether Realms.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about, we did a Patreon episode about Mortal Kombat. And yeah, it feels, it was interesting to see this be revealed and people still kind of caring about it, because it just feels like it's, as we said on that ep, it feels like it's very much of its time. It's very much a dated kind of look and feel as a series. But yeah, I mean, if it's good developers and it looks fun,
yeah,
I'll go in.
Dude, that's real big of you.
Fuck off.
And The Outer Worlds is the one that I came away from this most interested in.
Really? See, I think there are like, if you objectively take, you know, all the facts about it, it's like, sure, that should add up to a good game. I think it looks bad. I think it looks like a watered down version of Fallout, of Bioshock Infinite, of Fallout New Vegas even. Like, I think that the style is uninspired.
Yeah. I mean, in that way, it kind of just looks like an Obsidian game often does, though. This is Obsidian, the people who made New Vegas.
Yes.
And
KOTOR 2.
Yeah, a bunch of other things that always have that sort of problem, but always you have to scratch beneath the surface a little bit, and then it's the beefed up version of Fallout or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Watered down in terms of aesthetic, maybe, but... I don't know. I think it could be really cool.
They do generally have great storytelling.
Yeah. And I'm sure this one must have been in development before the Microsoft takeover
was,
and all of that.
It was, It's been in development for a couple of years.
So this isn't them benefiting from that yet.
Yeah. It's Microsoft benefiting from the sales, potentially.
Yeah.
They'll be distributing it. They'll get it.
Well, this is coming out on PS4 as well, though.
Yes. Yeah.
So
apparently people are annoyed that it's not an Xbox exclusive because people who own Xbox want to have an exclusive.
But it does look a lot like a Fallout game. It's a first person sort of more sci-fi-ish type of thing. But I don't know. I think it looks like it could be cool.
They never included romance options because it's like a full-on RPG.
Yeah.
And they said something like they didn't want to like distract from the role-playing game elements. Like they didn't want you to have to act a certain way to impress a character, which is common in a lot of BioWare games.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I think is a strange justification.
I mean,
playing a role.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't give a shit about romance options, though, most of the time.
I just thought that was a strange way to describe it, as like, if you want to like be a bad guy and you want to romance someone, then either treat them like a bad guy would and you don't get to, or lie to them. Like, it's part of playing
it. It is
character.
A weird justification. Yeah. Just say we're not having it in there because we don't think it's fun.
Sure, yeah.
That's
or
fine.
We didn't want to do it.
We're making a game. We want it to be fun.
Yeah.
And we don't want to put it in there.
I think I could see what they mean, though, where, like, a lot of the time those romancing systems are so obvious what is the plus numbers on this character's opinion of you, minus numbers, that it does become a little like, oh, you know, this is taking me out of it, because you can either say like, wow, doesn't your spacesuit look good, or go like, get out of my airlock, and it's just...
Get off my plane. I only role play as Harrison Ford.
Fuck, I want to watch Air Force One again.
Yeah.
It's great fucking film. Good.
Yeah. We should all watch it.
He's a great action hero,
Let's watch it on me or Ben's TV.
Absolutely.
Hey,
or Adam's in the future.
Maybe one day we could watch it on my TV.
Are you going to get the same one?
Are you expecting?
Never.
We've had people hit us up during the week. What was that model again? We're getting sales for these motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah. The Samsung NU7100 65-inch TV.
Damn.
Our friend Tim has asked about it. People in the Patreon group.
The Patreon group want to know.
Yeah. We should get a commish.
We should get some kickbacks from this. The official TV of Filthy Casuals.
Yes.
But yeah, the... What was it called? The Outer Worlds?
Yes.
I think that looks like it could be cool.
I hope it is.
And that's coming out next year.
Yeah.
They said they showed a bit of Anthem as well. And there's a demo that you can get now.
There's like an alpha or beta or whatever fake
it's an alpha
version
thing,
name thing they're giving it when it isn't actually one of them.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing about Dragon Age as well, because before that got announced, people were like, oh, Anthem might be like kind of BioWare's last shot. But they've got another game announced before their next game comes out that is out really soon, and I'm not hearing them talk about heaps.
Yeah, right.
Anthem, you mean?
Yeah.
Because it's out in Feb, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's out really, really soon. Mm. I thought that was still ages away.
No.
Because you're right. Yeah, we haven't. I mean, I guess, to be fair, I'm not really paying any attention to it. But
no, neither am
like
I. And
really
I think that's the thing.
I'm not
super psyched about it.
You know what I'm super psyched about?
What?
And this was announced, I believe, at the Game Awards. Joker from Persona 5 being in Smash Bros.
I fucking forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Did you not see this?
Of course I saw this. I'm saying I can't believe you forgot about it.
Yeah.
Dude.
I've seen you comment in three different Facebook groups that we're all in. Wow, this looks fucking amazing. I can't believe it.
Yeah. And how wonderful it is that I get to relive the excitement.
I thought you deliberately left it to the end because it ties into... Yeah. So... So the game had come out that day and they put together... That's one of the few things I actually went back and watched after I got back from the festival. This really cool... You don't see any in-game stuff, but it starts up. It just looks like it's something from Persona 5. It's got all the voice actors in it. It's got the same visual style. It's Morgana talking about how they've been invited somewhere and using all the lingo from the game and stuff. And it sort of looks to start with like it's a DLC or something and then... Yeah, you see the hand holding up a little envelope with the Smash kind of embossed emblem on it thing. And that's the first DLC pack.
Fuck, it's a good choice.
Yeah,
it's a great choice. And just the timing of it is perfect for them where the games come out that day and they're clearly wanting people to invest in buying the Fighter's Pass and the DLC packs.
Yeah.
And as a reveal of like, hey, this is what the first one is going to be down the pipe.
Yeah.
That is a fucking great move.
And it makes me really excited for what the other four are
going
to be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's such a left field choice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It makes me excited for potentially... Persona games being on Nintendo consoles.
That'd be Persona 5 would fit in super nicely onto a Switch.
Well, it may not be possible, but the older ones as well would be all. I'm genuinely looking at buying a Vita and Persona 4 Golden because people are raving about it.
Hold off.
Yeah, maybe.
I reckon hold
Don't
off.
Don't cry for me, buy a Vita.
Buying a Vita loca.
Oh fuck, what else? Come on, boys.
Viva la vida.
Oh damn, that was good.
Good shit.
That gets announced and then immediately people go, "Oh, so Persona 5 on the Switch, hey?" Which they're being, you know, very tight-lipped about, which could mean anything. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But yeah, it would be great having 5 on there. I think 5 could work on there visually.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. It was on the PS3.
Right. Totally.
As well, there was a PS3 version of 5.
Right, right, right.
It's not a graphically intense game either.
No.
It's very stylized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's such a great character choice. And it's now, they also, I think Reggie was saying something afterwards that'll be very typical of what the DLC packs are all going to be. Like, I think he's sort of painting a bit of a picture that pretty much all of them will be moving away from the world of Mario / even Nintendo.
I mean, they have to, right?
Because
how many fucking characters are left in there?
Exactly.
And they've got so many other ones in already.
Well, the two of the three DLC characters for the Wii U one were Cloud from Final Fantasy and Ryu.
And Bayonetta. Right.
Yep.
I believe was a DLC one for the Wii U one.
Yep.
So they've got plenty of non-Nintendo. I guess Bayonetta kind of is Nintendo now. But
yeah.
I reckon there will be a Monster Hunter one.
Right.
Like
the Monster Hunter character.
I reckon a cat. from Monster Hunter.
I reckon the cat will be like with you.
Oh, yeah.
As a little buddy for that character.
Sure. That'd or be cool. A spirit. It'll be a spirit, maybe. You can equip.
Yeah, some sort. Yeah, maybe. But because there's already the Rathalos trophy in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
I reckon it could be.
Yeah, I'm trying to. That's it. Like,
it could
what
be fucking
are,
anything at this point.
Yeah.
I think.
Bob Hoskins from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
That would be fucking sick.
Yeah. I would love them to do something like that. Like, it's Jim Carrey as Eggman.
Yeah, yeah. Crash Bandicoot, like another like kind of classic old character would be cool. Yeah,
Banjo-Kazooie was that rumor before it came out, and I could see that happening.
Mm.
I don't know how that works, though, with Rare owning, with Microsoft being... With God damn it, with Rare being owned by Microsoft.
How does it work with fucking Persona being owned by,
Tokyo Games? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, maybe.
You're right, but
there's
I guess
a lot of them, Capcom.
But there are some Persona games coming out on the DS and stuff. What are their spin-off ones that come? So there is...
Shin Megami Tensei is like the big overarching thing, and there's
Persona
been a bunch of them
the
on.
I think there is something about... the Smash franchise, which clearly, as you can see from the roster, does lead to those companies kind of playing ball and going whatever, everything's in this. Like,
I reckon this guy, they do such justice to the characters are in there. And I reckon this guy, Sakurai, must just be great at shooting off an email.
Yeah.
He must just have a really, really good signature down the bottom where they're like, okay, this guy's all right.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I'm trying to think, it just immediately makes you go, oh, well, who would I want in there? Because I wouldn't have even thought of this as a choice.
Yeah, same.
Like, I'm so hyped that it's
Kratos.
In.
Kratos.
Like, yeah, that would be cool.
Kramer.
not want to see his final smash.
That's great. The whole... one of those ones where the screen just goes black and then all of a sudden it's like you're not on the stage anymore, you're in the Laugh Factory.
Your character's hanging by his ass upside down with a fork in it or something, whatever the fuck he said. Yeah.
Damn, yeah, fuck.
Kramer bursts in.
But immediately, like, I started playing the remake, I'll talk about it more probably next week, I guess, of Katamari Damacy.
Mm.
And so immediately I'm like, get this little cunt in there. After 5 minutes, just any game I look at now, I'm like, fucking get him in.
Mm. Yep. I would love to have some kind of Microsoft in there thing in there, like Master Chief or Banjo or... a car from Forza. Yeah, that's it.
Banjo would be fucking great. I think the ones that are always my favorites are the weirder the better. Mm. Like the Piranha Plant is the perfect example.
Yeah, some sort of like third party style thing that's the equivalent of a Piranha Plant, like a Guitar Hero guitar or some fucked thing. I want to have it be fucked.
I wonder what Joker's moves are going to be.
Mm.
There'll be a lot of like morphing into his.
Oh, yeah. And his mates coming out to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff, I reckon.
Yeah.
Persona. Yeah, he'll yell that at some point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's going to be fucking great. But, yeah, so should we talk about the game that we've just been talking about for 10 minutes?
Let's do it.
Yes.
So, yeah, Smash Brothers Ultimate came out.
Persona 5? I love it. It's a great game.
Very good.
Let's talk about Smash.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. If it comes out on the Switch, I'm still slowly in little increments making my way through it on PS4.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh man, it on the Switch. That'd be me at finishing it. But I'd have to go back and do all the stuff I've already done on it.
If it was some like upgraded version like Golden, Persona 4 Golden is, I would probably play it again.
I would absolutely. I think I told you guys I've reloaded it onto my PS4 to play again.
Dear God.
Yeah.
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's fucking real good.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it.
Mm. I'm liking it a lot more than I expected to. I thought I would like it, but it would just be, oh, I guess that's kind of fun to have and maybe I'll play with friends a bit. But the amount of stuff there is to do in single player is a surprise to me.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I'm investing a lot more time into it by myself than I thought I would. It's also like thinking back on it, I didn't really play any of it on the Wii U because they had the 3DS version that came out a couple of months before and I got that and I kind of unlocked everyone on that, and then it was like 2 months later I got the Wii U one and I kind of had to start from scratch unlocking everyone, and I was like, oh man.
It was
man,
the
I,
same game
I kind of
well.
Just did this and it was the same game, same roster and everything. There was like, so because I'd put a bit of time into it on the 3DS, I sort of never spent much time with it on the Wii U. The Wii one, I realized I only ever played it on the Wii remote, stupidly enough. Which isn't a good way to play
these
games.
That would make it bad, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But I still spend a lot of time playing the event mode and stuff. So this is kind of the first time in terms of like having it like an actual controller and sinking time into it that I've really properly been investing in a Switch and in a Smash Brothers game. And it's fucking, it's great.
I played a lot of the Wii one. I was one of the few games I had on the Wii that I liked. And I got, I remember this recently, I got a classic controller to play that game.
Right.
I've never owned a GameCube controller. I just got the classic one for
A classic Wii controller, but because it was just like kind of rounded, it didn't feel...
It was just like a big fat SNES controller.
Yeah, totally.
But I played shit tons of that game. I played the Subspace Emissary all the way through. Loved it.
Yep.
Loved the platforming sections. I was just totally into that as like its own game almost.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, I've frothed on that, played a lot of the multiplayer, played a lot of the classic mode, and this is basically the same but with more characters.
And
that's a positive. I should say.
There are some people.
I played all of them a bunch as well. I just want to point out. So, get fucked.
Because you're the real expert here, and we can go fuck ourselves.
I know how to wave Dash. Thank you very much.
Hello, Dash.
Wave Dasher, wave Prancer, wave Donner, wave Vixen.
There are, some people kind of, I think in reviews and stuff I've seen, are not enjoying the World of Light as much as they did the Subspace Emissary.
That would be a review of mine.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it's anywhere near as good.
I think World of Light is, for me, way more effective of a single player mode. I didn't mind this platforming stuff. I liked it, but I didn't think it was... Great. I don't think the controls lend themselves to...
I agree with that, but I thought that everything else about it was so good that I didn't care. I thought that the storytelling...
It's just a fun beat-em-up. And the storytelling... So the World of Light, I'm really loving it because it's just basically an event mode with a bit more kind of polish to it.
Mm.
That's my biggest complaint of the game is that there's not more cinematics in that. If it had that level of... That the Subspace had of like bridging everything together and kind of telling a little story and just it really being an excuse to go hog wild and do heaps of stupid shit in it.
Yeah,
that was what I really loved about the Subspace, and I think that's kind of because they had all those cinematics from when they were announcing characters and stuff.
Exactly,
I thought it was going to be
chock
full of them. So it's a bit of a missed opportunity that they're not in there. But that's just a small complaint.
To be fair, deliberately missed as well for the sake of budgetary and time constraint reasons.
Oh, for sure.
And I'd rather they get rid of that stuff and have it be on the scale that it's on. I think because like it's fucking pretty hard at points.
The World of Light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the fights are really a struggle.
Are you just on normal? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on normal.
Every like 1 in 10 will be like, this is significantly more difficult than the other 9.
I think
there's a couple that I've had to come back to, or there's a couple that have taken me a few goes, and then there's a couple that I've just had to leave and go like, I'll just have to come back to this.
Yeah. There's one against Bayonetta early on where she's just super fucking strong and you've both got HP, and she just beats the shit out of me every day, and I love it. That's what I want.
Who do you? So how many? I've only unlocked like 2 characters or something. I've got like Marth and Mario.
Yeah.
But I've been playing as Kirby still.
Bayonetta's just after where that you unlock Marth and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Then.
Right.
So maybe you're just yet to hit a hard.
Yeah, possibly. I haven't had much time to play it.
I don't think I've got Marth yet. I think I must have gone a different.
Yeah, you get 3 paths at the start that you get to go down. One's the Marth path, and you got to go down the Marth path.
I went down the Marth path.
Dude, what, are you not going to go down the Marth path?
You have to be an absolute idiot not to go down the Marth path.
Dude, I would laugh at anyone who didn't go down the Marth path.
I went down the villager path.
Oh, God. Nothing rhymes with villager.
The controls of Smash Brothers have always been somewhat bad.
Yeah, they're so different to any other game.
Yeah.
In a bad way, I think.
I find I am facing the wrong direction often.
Yeah.
And then just pressing to the other direction will not turn me. Not for a long while.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
You got a double tap.
Yeah. Yeah, the double... Yeah, they are weird. I don't know. I think it's just I have a good... I don't know. For me, like picking it up, I'm like, oh, I remember this.
Yeah.
So you're probably right. It is objectively bad, but it just feels, it's just, memory for me.
Yeah.
Like it just feels familiar to me. So I don't really tend to No, I just haven't really been noticing that.
It would have been since Brawl on the Wii that I've played much. Like, I didn't really play the Wii U one much. So it's been the better part of a decade.
Right.
I've remapped the controls, which I wished I could do in Breath of the Wild, and I just got used to those. But like this...
Fucking James Flinders of controls over here. Matthew Flinders of controls over here, I mean.
Yeah. Who's James Flinders?
James Cook.
James Cook, yeah. Fuck. Botany Bay?
Botany B button.
Yeah. I put the jump on the B, special on the X, I think.
Uh-huh.
A on, attack on A and Y.
Okay.
Or you just made the jump a button instead of up.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Well, and the jump is a button anyway. Jump is X and Y and attack is A and B by default.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. So you've just rotated it like 90 degrees.
I think surely jump is usually the button closest to your thumb.
Not for Smash.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
So that's
But that does, man, everything wrong with the controls of that come back to the most popular version of it being on the GameCube, though.
Right.
Because X and Y were those weird little kidney buttons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were the jump buttons because they were off to the side. They were the shape of kidneys.
Wow.
Have you never even seen a GameCube controller?
I don't know what a GameCube
Let me describe it and you'll think I'm lying.
I think I'm going to buy one of them for this.
Really?
I will say, yeah. Because I used it at the hands-on thing I went to a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I really liked it.
Right.
And the Pro I am really liking too, but... I don't know.
Mm.
Either way, once you sort of get around them, it's great. Because I'm preferring the classic mode to World of Light, though. So there's
I'm dipping in and out.
Single-player modes.
Well, there's three. Because I haven't played classic mode. I only found out about it last night.
Right.
I've just been playing Smashes where I'm just picking a random stage and a character that I want to play as.
I wouldn't even call that a single-player mode. I would just call that like...
Well, it's like arcade mode.
Yeah.
Classic
is arcade mode.
True. It's like versus CPU.
Smash is just set up your own rules, do whatever. Yeah. And that's the multiplayer where all that happens.
Sure, yeah.
You go into classic mode and you got yourself, for every character, they have their own themed thing, like you were explaining the other week, where you go through and have this sort of fight that's on either a theme that's to do with the character or just some sort of fun theme that's separate to it because it's a boring character like Marth.
And so I did Pac-Man's last night, and his is a little run where it's like, I think it's called Arcade Classic or whatever it is. And so it's like every character chronological from when they debuted in a video game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just little things like that that once you work out what it is, there's a lot of satisfaction after a couple of matches where you go, oh, that's what they're doing here. This is kind of cool. Like Donkey Kong's
one is fucking great.
Mm.
It's called Journey to... what's the name of the city?
Oh, New Donk City.
Journey to New Donk City.
Yeah, yeah.
So you start off with Diddy Kong fighting him in the jungle. Then you and him fight King K. Rool in the jungle.
Mm.
Then you move on to that little village where Ness and the other Earthbound kid live.
Right.
And it's like the outskirts of the city. Then you go to Splatoon Tower, sort of mid-city.
Yeah.
Then the inner city with the New Donk City things. And then you fight Master Hand up the top, like he's a plane coming at you.
Fuck yeah.
And your Donkey Kong. Like fun little ideas that are really cute and fun and cool.
Just those little things that I've always felt as a single player experience, well, definitely in the Wii U one, just kind of weren't there. The Wii U one had great roster, had the mechanics all really good, but just in terms of sitting down to play it by yourself, it didn't really have that much to do. Just these little attentions to detail where it's like, I am going to go through the entire roster and clear classic mode with all of them.
Absolutely.
Because I want to see what, like, unlocking a new character and being like I unlocked Ryu last night and was like, oh, fuck, I wonder what his is.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not super hard. You know, you can get through them all pretty quickly. Like, so I've been doing mostly World of Light, but then kind of dipping out and going, like, once I unlock a character that I like, going, oh, I'm now going to go and do the classic mode with them to see what it is.
And then with these spirits, who are like the little collectibles instead of trophies this time, they're just little stickers or little bits of concept art, basically, from other games. So in World of Light, you're fighting them, and every one of them is like represented by one of the characters who exists on the roster.
Yeah.
So as an example, if you fight...
There's the one that I haven't gotten up to it yet, but I've seen it mentioned in reviews. and I think it's a good example of it. So Snorlax, who's represented by a giant King K. Rool, who doesn't move at all. He doesn't do anything. Right. He's just got an HP meter that you have to bring down in a time limit.
Right.
But it's really tight.
Great.
So you've just got to go up next to him and he's asleep and you've just got to fucking work him as quickly as you can to get that down.
And they're all like that. They're all really well thought out, yeah. Really like... Once you figure out what they're doing with the idea, you're like, that's a cool way of doing that.
Yeah. And so there's things like the conditions of the stage. Like I fought the little spider from Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
And it's Diddy Kong, but it's like the floor is all sticky and you move really slow. Right. So it's like you're trapped in a web. It's all, all
Tron
little things like
Bond
that.
Tron from Mega Man Legends, who was like, she's in charge of robots. And so she's represented by, I think it was like Daisy or something, and a bunch of little Robs
going
around.
Yeah.
So I fought a fly from Earthbound.
Yeah.
And he's like this, literally represented, his sticker is just a black dot. And so you're on the Earthbound level and you're fighting an extremely tiny Mr. Game & Watch. So because once he's that small, he literally is just this black mark on the screen.
Great. And there's a bunch of them in World of Light, and then there's a bunch of them in just Spirits mode, which is a refreshing list of like basically all the other ones who aren't in Spirit mode.
Yep.
And there's like 1,300 of them on a rotating roster where you get about 5 minutes.
And they each have their own individual battle that you do that is themed around them, that they've thought about and put conditions into.
And
it's really impressive.
You'll get around to all of them eventually, and then you'll win some of them just as rewards from beating World of Light stages or getting points from Classic Mode or whatever.
And then, so in World of Light, and I don't know if it's probably not in Classic Mode, I haven't played it, but you use the ones that you win, the spirits, to equip and gain their powers.
Yeah.
This is a little overcomplicated, I think
it is unnecessary.
Yeah.
I don't think it adds or I don't think removing it would detract from the game in any way.
No, I found it actually pretty useful for some battles, so I unlocked...
But if it didn't exist, then the battles wouldn't require them.
They
wouldn't
make
it easier.
Less fun to sort of... The bits of the battles that are cool of like going, oh, this is represented by that. But
Well, I've been in ones where I'm like, okay, this bit's really hard because the floor is all lava, and going like, oh, I've unlocked one that gives you immunity from the floor being lava.
Right.
So it's just little things like that where you can go, oh, I can actually make this a bit easier on myself. And you do, if you equip ones that are making it a lot easier for you, if you win, you get less rewards than you do if you don't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you are still incentivized to put more effort into it.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't think they add a great deal, but I have had a couple of experiences with them where I've felt like there's a couple that I have been using in all the battles that I do because I'm like, oh, I like the little edge that this gives me or the little difference that this makes. There's an impact run one where just by dashing, you can dash through people and cause damage to them.
Right.
So I've had a lot of fun having that on and just being able to fucking run through people and like,
that
knock
ability
them out.
In Hollow Knight.
Mm.
It was good in Hollow Knight to have that ability. Mm.
I found, so you can like level these guys up too.
Yeah.
You can manage them like little Pokemons, and that is just busy work.
I find the whole thing a bit of a chore.
That's pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The equipping of them, like they're having a list where it's like, oh, these are, you know, you start with a gun or you can jump higher or you're immune to wind, whatever it is, like those things. I'm like, that's cool. Like being able to go through and have three slots that you can choose how you want to have a loadout.
Mm-hmm.
That I really like. All the stuff of like having to feed them snacks to level them up, and then
you've got two ranks of them where there's like the ones you can equip as like those tools,
your main
where
ones,
it's like it gives you a Pokeball at the start or whatever.
Yep.
But then there's the bigger one, which is gives you stats, gives you like a type where it's like grab beats shield, shield beats attack, attack beats grab.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors thing, and then there's neutral ones as well. And then leveling up those characters, I think, kind of is against the spirit of what they're trying to do with it.
Huh?
You're saying spirit because you're drunk off vodka? Is that why that's funny?
Because it means that you don't want to experiment because you've leveled this one up.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So the first one that you get is probably going to be the one that you stick with, which is fucking silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of wish that they didn't have that, that rock, paper, scissors kind of side of it. And they were all just, all the spirits were just like
talents or whatever.
Yeah. Just they add a weird little thing and then, And also like, that's the other cool thing about the spirits is like the sort of getting it and the justification of like, oh, that's why this, you know, that's why this guy does this. right. to me because he does that in that game.
Yeah.
Being able to have like a million of them in there and all these crazy, obscure, different little things.
That's the thing I'm loving. Yeah, is finding a thing of just some fucking thing that I've... I saw a guy on Twitter go like, it's making me realize how little I know about video games and their history. It's like so many of them, I'm like, I have no idea who the fuck this guy is.
Right.
Yeah. I want to beat him though, but yeah.
He is Greg.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, all right. Hello, Greg.
Yeah.
What's up? What do you do?
But also the number of stuff that's in there from franchises that aren't Nintendo and stuff, which again, like going back to the characters and everything, does give it that feel of this being a It's kind of barely a Nintendo game anymore, like with the roster and all that kind of stuff in there. Like it's just kind of a
weird game.
Yeah, yeah. It's just an all over celebration of just games as a whole.
Totally.
Yeah.
I do kind of miss trophies. I miss being able to spin them around and look at a 3D model. I get why they can't make a million of them.
Yeah.
But I kind of miss them.
They were cool.
Never. Even you could do that.
It used to, in Melee, it was like the little, you get little trophies instead of these. So it'd just be a 3D model instead of
But they did not, it was like a gallery mode thing. So they didn't do anything to the gameplay. You would get them for winning. So if you...
You'd be able to look at your collection, move them around.
Yeah.
You're not selling it to me.
It was very superficial.
It was cool. Because it was back
okay, you've won me over.
When you're like, whoa, look at Samus in 3D. This is crazy that there's lighting on this because it's 2002
was
part of it. There's fun little photos as extras as well that you just get these nice things of like a Squirtle looking angry at that turtle on the Majora's Mask stage.
Yep.
Nice little scenes. There's a million different fucking things going on.
Yeah, all the
there's like the 100-person battle. I'm just like listing some shit that's in there. Big fucking tournaments. And this is without touching all the multiplayer, which on a single console you can do up to 8 people. Yep. The online I haven't tried yet, but I've heard nothing but bad things.
I
have been playing a good amount of it, and I've had one sort of laggy match that was still playable, and the rest have been fine.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, how, like, because I've heard that the way that you search for a match is kind of broken, where you will set a bunch of rules that you want it to find, and then it'll kind of follow it as close as it can to that.
Maybe you can do that, but what I've been doing is there's a quick play mode where you just get in and you go, just get me a match.
But then,
is it just a random
type of thing? Like, if you want to do a stock match, you don't want to do a timed one.
I think they're in different categories. So the quick play thing is just, it's random. I think it's all random timings and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it is different every time.
Because a lot of people get really only want to play Smash Brothers on a flat plane with this many stock and that's all they want to do. And that search functionality is apparently poor at this point. I can't speak to that myself, but I've seen people saying that.
I've been really liking it and I've been...
But you've been like happy to go with the flow.
Exactly. Yeah. I've been liking it for just hopping on and just wanting to play 15 minutes of just like it's that or it's me going into Smash mode.
Yeah, sure.
And just selecting random everything, having all CPU, all random characters, random stage. It basically just does that for me. But I know I'm playing against actual people.
Right.
So it feels a bit more satisfying than rather just like refreshing. You know, lots again and again.
I think that way is a way to play this game too.
For sure.
Just be easygoing with it.
Yeah.
Absorb how fucking over the top and silly it is.
Yeah.
For me, and I know this isn't the case for a lot of people, the game becomes way less fun when you treat it like a serious kind of fighting game.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or a serious game of any type.
Yeah.
Like, sure, I loved Subspace Emissary, but I wasn't judging it, you know, against other legitimate third-person action game.
And the cool thing about this that is missing from the single-player mode of this quite a bit is it was cool to platform through a pretty badly made little Donkey Kong jungle.
Yeah.
I kind of wish... Yeah. But I think all the presentation and all the menus and the way all that stuff feels, they always do that so well in these games. Mm. Like the feeling of like hitting go and ready to fight and then just that huge like... sound on the screen and like all that stuff feels so good.
Is amazing.
Presentation is great. Yeah. Everything looks great.
Sounds fucking good.
Yep.
Yeah.
All the remixes of so much music in there.
That's the main thing I've noticed about this is I don't know what the actual numbers are versus other games. It feels like there is a fuckload more music. to down to like where when you're fighting a spirit, and we said the way that they're representing these obscure characters is through using in-game assets. But in a lot of stages, you'll find that the music that's playing is actually from that game.
Yeah.
It's not an appropriation. Yeah. It's like they've actually got the music in there, which does help to sell it. Like, oh, it and really then it's gives all, it like, that extra level.
Remixed in a cool way or re-recorded in like a big band or whatever. There's like 110 fucking levels or something like that. It's massive and very good. But enough about my favorite game, Smash Brothers.
Okay.
I unlocked King K. Rool.
What did you want to start talking about?
My dick.
Okay.
I unlocked King K. Rool the other night, and he's fucking great. And
his fucking jetpack is stupid.
His jetpack is great. His recovery is huge. Like, he can, I think he might have, he looks, certainly looks like he's got one of the best recovery distances of any other character. Yeah. But it does make me think, like, all the original characters that were in the 64 version, you look at their movesets now, and they seem very tame compared to what. Like, I would love to see if they put Donkey Kong in it, if he had only just been in it, what his moves would be.
Right.
Well, you've got King K. Rool using a jetpack and a blunderbuss, and like Pac-Man throws a fucking fire hydrant at people and stuff like that. Mm. And Donkey Kong's moves are just all punches. Like, if he was in there now, he'd be like stuffing people into barrels, and you know what I mean? His moves would all be like super goofy and funny. That's not a complaint. It just would be interesting to see them.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this. A little Final Smashes. Mm. I think they were brought in the Wii U and 3DS one. And have they been simplified since then? Because I feel like a lot of them, for a lot of characters in this, are some form of them shooting a gun out to the right
or left. Oh, no. So those were in the Wii version.
Okay. Yeah. And were they more over the top then? Because, like...
Nah.
Okay.
I think that I did read that they've done something about them. Like, they've changed it. They've kind of just balanced them a bit more. Like, there were certain characters whose ones were, like, pointless. They sort of did nothing. Like, it would trigger an animation, and if you weren't on the right part of the screen, you just would end up hitting no one. And it's like, well, what a fucking waste of getting it.
Right.
Whereas I think they've made those ones a bit more like when this stuff comes in, the area is a bit more open. I could be wrong on that, but I think they tweaked them a little bit. But there's still some fucking pretty crazy ones in there.
Yeah, I've just seen a lot of, like, energy beam comes out. Like,
I think
Goku.
They were always... Basically,
there's sort of some version of that, but it's often the presentation around it. Like, King K. Rool's is like, you see his island that you see in Donkey Kong 64 and then him sitting on his throne pulling a lever that operates this giant laser beam that you then see shooting past Donkey Kong Island and then onto the level that you're on. Like, the fact that he just, like, somehow fucks off halfway across the world in order to trigger this thing.
Yeah. And you don't see them too often, like an Injustice as well. Those fucking, like, super attacks were way... Oh, my God.
They took so long for...
Really had to sit through
them. You'd use them, like, four times a match.
Yeah.
They're rare enough that even when you do get done by them, you're like, oh, this is... But like the Pac-Man one.
I got done by a Final Smash. Some nut has done me.
Oh, you're brown bread. The Pac-Man one is great where the screen just basically becomes old Pac-Man and you're just like moving him around four directions, just eating people up like the ghosts. But yeah, lots to do, lots of fun. Really, really impressive. I think all the, you know, in terms of how it feels and everything and how it plays and the roster and everything – all of that side of it was sort of a given that it would be really good and really tight because you know what to expect from it. But just the amount of stuff there is to do in the single player is really, really impressive.
Yeah,
the game is huge and it's only the one type of thing, by the way.
For sure.
I think that's worth pointing out. If you haven't liked Smash Brothers fundamentally in the past, this is only that.
Yes.
And everything is a slight variation on that.
Totally. Yes.
So it's not going to win anyone over.
No.
This is for people who already liked this thing to some extent.
Yeah.
But it's probably the best one of these that they've made.
I think for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck they do with it now.
Finish it, man.
Yeah.
Just update this one forever.
Yeah.
Not forever, but like for the lifespan of the Switch. Keep bringing them out every couple of months. Bring out a new character and I will fucking buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're going to reach a point where they just like, there are no more characters for us to feasibly put in this thing.
Yeah.
Make them up. Just start making them up. I don't care.
That would be cool.
I think it's just going to be like what happened with Skyrim and it's just like, we've made this game as good as it can be. We'll just release it again on every platform.
Whatever the next console is, surely it's just like, just bring this out with all the DLC in it.
Yep. I mean, this is an upgraded version of the basics of 4.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, they're all similar.
Yeah.
But whatever, this one really fucking works, and it's got a million characters and stages and things to do in it, and it's really great.
Yeah, yeah, I completely agree. It's great. It's a great game.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Filthy Casuals. Guys, thank you for listening. I hope you've all been enjoying Smash. There's been a lot of discussion in the Facebook group. We should try and organize a little online session with people. That'd be kind of fun.
Yep. Some of our, I think, America-based filth doing that.
Yep.
But obviously we live in Australia. It's a different time zone.
Oh yeah, a bunch of it's been cool to see actually people pointing that out in the group, that there's a few of them that have kind of all been banding together and they got a little Discord chat and stuff going. That's really nice to hear about. People getting together with their fellow filth.
Yep. I think some of our comedy festival shows are on sale.
I know that my one is.
Yeah, should we talk? Is your
my one is? Yeah,
my one isn't just yet, but it will be soon.
My one is, but it's not on their website yet. Annoyingly enough, but it's on sale.
My
it's
one on your isn't website? On sale or on the website.
Pardon?
Is it on your website?
great question.
It's coming up to Christmas. Let's list some details if people want to be able to find it at some point.
Yeah, I do have a ticket link out there that you can find. So yeah, my show is called Balding Cherub. It's on at the Melbourne Comedy Festival and also the Canberra Comedy Festival.
Oh, hell yeah.
Both of those are on sale. You can find those links and stuff. Love to see some filth there. Mm. Met a lot of you guys last year at the festivals and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, get down.
Yes, I echo that sentiment. Met so many filth at Chimp Cop. That was really fun. We are doing a show again, Chimp Cop. It's called The Very Best of Chimp Cop, in brackets, all new material. 7:30 at Trades Hall. We're on the Comedy Festival website currently, so you can look us up and buy tickets.
It's just a flat-out sketch show this time.
Just the weirdest, silliest, fun stuff that we want to do.
I got a brand new show that's all new material as well.
mine is all new material as well as well.
Okay, yeah, you're stealing that gimmick.
I'm fucking enjoying writing some of it too. Not other bits of it. I'm hating writing.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm enjoying writing. It's called My Name is Jeff. It's called My Compliments to the Jeff, in brackets, pretend my name is Jeff.
Yeah.
Brackets, perfect thing for a title. And also,
one's called Cherub with a full head of hair. Oh, fuck. I mean, Balding Cherub.
Yes.
I've got another podcast I'm doing at the moment called Ooh Spooky as well. Three O's and an H. And it's really funny, I reckon, with me and Peter Jones and Luca Muller. And we're enjoying doing it.
Cool.
Because it makes me laugh every week recording it. What's more to life than that, huh?
Literally.
Laughing once a week.
Yeah, we also do a different podcast. Listen to Aria talking to me. We're getting towards the end of it.
We're getting to the pointy end.
Yeah. Jump on now. It's getting interesting. And it's also a fun, funny comedy show.
Oh, one last plug. If you're in Sydney this weekend, I'm doing the live Hey Fam show, the best of 2018. I think Jen Fricker is also on that as a guest with Andrew Levins and Angus Truscott. And then I'm DJing at their after party at Goro's, which I think is free to get in.
One last plug. We've got a Patreon. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But we do have a Patreon.
Oh, yeah, we have a Patreon. Yeah. If you want to support the show, you can do that.
Mm.
Wow, this is a mammoth.
We won't do it every week this
one
much.
One plug also, for every fighter on the roster of Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Also, we'll maybe have some news about Patreon coming soon.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Good news, we should say.
Yes.
that makes it sound like we might be getting off it.
No. We'll have some good news.
We have some exciting news.
Exciting good news
soon when we decide.
I'm going to start making porn. And you two are going to be the stars. I'm the director.
Oh, right. Damn, dude.
Cool.
First direction. Get out of my office.
First direction.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
my name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, and the court has actually made me come around and knock on your door today. I have to let you know about certain things from my past because I'm moving into the neighborhood.
I love it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.